Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Corinne Rayson from the Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today, I have Nick with us, and Nick's going to do a little intro, but a very important conversation today because we're speaking about men and mental health and the industry at large and what changes we would like to see within our industry. Welcome, Nick. So lovely to have you here. I know that we've been trying to organize this conversation for probably about a year. So yeah, very, very excited to have you.
Hi, Corinne. Yeah, thanks so much. It's awesome to be here finally. Something that I think's really important, and just great to have a discussion about this topic and trying to make things better in the industry and see what we can do.
Perfect. So Nick, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, how long you've been in the industry for, and your role? What is your position?
So I started in 2013, so it's like eight years ago. Like a lot of people, I think it was just meant to be a gap year kind of thing after varsity, and then I just never went back. So I'm about to do my OOW now to step up to into an officer's role. I've been lucky. I've worked all around the world. I've done the circumnavigation, worked on sailing boats and motor yachts, met some amazing people all along the way, and it's been an awesome experience, but also some tough times. That's just one part of the industry where I think there's a lot more work that we can do is on the mental health awareness and that side of things.
Can you elaborate more on those tough times?
I think everyone can relate just in general how, it's not the easiest job to do when you are super busy and dealing with the hours and conditions that we have. And I think that's part of the job. But there can definitely be more just support and awareness around those things. It can get really bad. I've lost some friends along the way to various different things. But I definitely want to be able to try and prevent that from happening. I think things just should never get to that point. When they do, there should be someone there that can help or that could have picked it up before to try to prevent that from happening. So,
absolutely. Yeah. And it's interesting that you say that because in the advanced leadership course that I run, there's a small mental health module in that course. And I was just sharing with the crew, I probably hear about 2 or 3 suicides a year, and I'm yet to come across a female who has chosen to end their life.
I think that's true. I mean, from my personal experience anyway.
What do you think?
I know there are some, like other organizations that are doing work have come about because of female crew. But from my personal experience, it's been all guys.
And I mean, it's not easy, especially when you come from a background or a culture where it is a stigma or where you have the mentality of harden the F up or showing your emotions is a sign of weakness. I know you're South African. I'm South African. I live in Australia. But a lot of people clients that I've spoken to, female, male, they always share that mentality that, it's not okay for me to show my emotions. I've got to keep it together all the time. And we're not robots at the end of the day. And it's so important to feel. And there's no shame around asking for help because it's going to alleviate this like dark cloud and this pressure and the sense of overwhelm that you're sitting in and help you move forward. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, 100%. Just to have a healthy working environment and space and just to be comfortable and happy like in your job and working with your crew and living on board. There needs to just be more to try and accommodate that and to work on that. you know, the industry needs crew that are motivated and work hard and they want longevity and all these things, but there needs to be more support and just more awareness around these issues, I think, for that to really happen, and so that people can flourish in their careers and in this industry, and also just like in life in general.
Absolutely.
It's a global issue too, but definitely in our industry it's a lot of work that we can do.
And also within our industry, it's a very isolating industry. So we feel a little bit removed from the support services that mainstream organizations would have, like something called EAPS, which is an employment assistance program that connects you with counselors and, say, an HR department. So if there is bullying, for example, happening on board, it's not very easy to be able to source help or find a solution and find that person that you can trust to talk to. What would you say about that?
Yeah, 100% agree. Everyone knows, you know, you have to know the name of the DPA for audits, and then that's about it. Like, you couldn't really call them up to talk about this stuff. I don't think most people would. It's hard to have that. Yeah, there's no real like authoritative figure if you wanted to go to talk to about these things. Like, there's a ship's medical and you have firefighting training and first aid and everything, but there's nothing to do with the mental health side of things. And you know, you see it on every vessel, there's always people will go and confide in the chefs or pop into the laundry, or you know, everyone has their like safe space where they'll go and have a chat and talk about things that they need to. I found that I've often like been that person on board. And that's also not easy. Like, those people need to have the training too, because you can't just also be someone's shoulder to cry on the whole time. And then you also have to deal with all that stuff and your own stuff. So there's a lot. So yeah, to have a bit more of a structure and training around this, I think is definitely important. And then having people like yourself that are also an outside source that can help people get that resiliency and have someone to talk to. The industry needs that for sure.
I would love to see this as a mandatory training, mental health first aid, as part of the SCCW 95. I know that a lot of crew that do enter the industry, like yourself, I was a little bit older. I think I got my first position on a vessel when I was 28. But just having that awareness and that emotional intelligence to be able to pick up the signs, whether it's within yourself or what other people are experiencing. But knowledge is power at the end of the day. Otherwise, if we don't have that knowledge, we feel incredibly helpless. So if we can, and also obviously life experience helps a lot in terms of being able to be a good support person and to be able to attend to your own needs and to be able to self-regulate and recognize the warning signs. But if you don't have that life experience, then I think during the SCCW 95 and talking about it, being very open about it in the leadership course, we were discussing how apparently in South Africa now there are training companies that go to the schools and sell the idea of the Instagram life of yachting, like pina coladas on the island, playing on jet skis, all of that. And they come into the industry with that expectation and it's the complete opposite. So yeah. I think just being very, very transparent with what you should expect within the industry, but also, you know, provide those coping strategies like setting healthy boundaries when it's, you know, what is bullying? What does that actually look like? Because when we're young, we seem to put up with a lot more.
Yeah, 100%. There's definitely an unrealistic kind of pipe dream that gets sold. I see it a lot. And having to do like refresher courses and seeing all the youngsters first coming into it, and you can see straight away that they don't know what they're getting into. And a lot of them can tell immediately that they're probably not going to make it because, yeah, it's tough. Yeah, like you say, you need to have that own kind of maturity and self-awareness and resiliency as well. And that, yeah, that comes with experience and then with the training too. So like that mental health first aid training, I took that course and that was really helpful. When you do your OW, obviously one of your modules is a leadership course, HELM, Human Element Leadership and Management. And like a lot of people on my course specifically thought it was a joke. They didn't take it seriously at all. And I've heard that from lots of guys. So these are the people going into management positions as officers, and they think that that whole course is a laugh, which is, that's not good. So I don't know whether they need to change like the structure of that course. I mean, the one I did, I thought was amazing. So yeah, I don't know, but there needs to be more done in that area for sure.
Okay. And what else would you say the gaps are in our industry around providing the right support in relation to mental health for crew?
I think just the general, it's hard to, every boat has their own kind of culture and working environment, but I think it just needs to be more of an open space and topic of discussion, you know, within that, not just whenever you have a problem, it's, you know, guys won't ever really want to face up to it. It's like a taboo subject, you know. We'll just have a bit of banter, or you have a day off and everyone just goes and has drinks, and like you don't actually really ever get down to what the issues are. And then that kind of just festers, and then after a while you see it all the time on boats, and then things get worse and worse, and then people leave and get fired, and then it's like whole crew changeover and then start again. And like everyone just does that on these boats. Everyone's kind of easily replaceable. So I think that's almost an issue of where they'd rather just like get rid of you and get someone else in than actually try and sort it out and deal with what's going on. But that's not how you should like deal with your employees. I think it should be, especially in our industry, you know, that's not how these guys run their massive tech companies and everything. There's all the benefits and like they look after their people, and it should be the same for us.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I think, you know, the issue is systemic and it comes down to a lack of education. So I think they get rid of crew because they don't know how to deal with it. There are myths around mental health that are not debunked, and they believe these myths and they are scared. And so the easiest thing for them in their eyes to do is to let valuable crew members go. I'm not too sure if you can speak about it from your personal experience, Nick, of whether you've had a mental health issue, or, you know, what that experience was like for you, and what perhaps if you were in that situation, what support would you have liked?
Yeah, I've definitely been there. Just having, you know, working with someone that was fired and then took their life, and then having other friends leave the boat, and then dealing with, you know, lockdowns and all those restrictions and things, it was tough for a lot of people. I've tried to open up before about this, like two captains, and that didn't really go down that well. Yeah, like you say, I mean, a lot of these people, they also have their own issues, and like I say, they don't really know how to deal with this. I think it's, it might just be a general problem with like the older generation, and especially older men being ex-Navy and all of coming from all of these backgrounds. They haven't had to deal with this, and they don't know how to, and maybe they don't really want to, but that shouldn't be the way. Like it's got to change for sure. It needs to be something. I mean, in my case, I was told that, yeah, you know, you can get help and this and that, and I know that, but there's nothing official like from the company or anything like that, which maybe I would have used, maybe I wouldn't have, but that there should at least be that option. There's kind of nothing out there. I mean, I made like a little Facebook group just to try and provide some more information around this, because yeah, there's pretty much nothing out there unless you had to just go and like Google and find an online psychologist or someone like you to start talking to. But it should be more of an industry-wide standard, and they are working on that for sure. So that's awesome to see. A lot of agencies are doing research and getting into this. So that's good.
Fantastic. So you're saying if there was I prefer to have a range of counselors to choose from, because there's not a one size fits all. In order for therapy to be effective, you need to have a rapport with your therapist. And obviously there's different nationalities working on board, and someone might not want an English speaking person. For example, they want someone who can speak Russian. So do you think just having a list of options in the crew mess and knowing that the vessel will cover a counseling service for crew would be a good solution?
I think that would be a good start for sure.
Yeah. I know there's many solutions that we can talk about, but yeah, being one of the solutions,
Yeah. Like you say, everyone, there are different cultures and backgrounds and languages, and yeah, it can't be a one size fits all solution. And maybe that's why it's going to take a while to properly implement and have a proper system in place, because yeah, it's not that easy. I worked with a lot of guys that are like ex-Royal Marines, and they're not going to go and talk to, or they'll want someone specific that they can go to with their issues compared to another member of crew. So yeah, it's tricky. That's what I've been trying to work on is the male side of things. Obviously, that's what I know from my experience with crew, and guys just don't want to talk about this stuff and don't want to deal with it. So that's what I'm trying to help out with a bit.
And what do you think the knock-on effect of that is with people who are afraid to talk about it or don't feel comfortable in sharing or worried about confidentiality and that information getting leaked out?
I think, with guys, they just start having a hard time and their productivity slips off. They don't work as well and as hard. They're not fitting in with the crew. And then that can lead to all other things, drinking and drugs and other problems and issues. And then eventually, yeah, in the worst cases, they'll leave, and then some of them have taken their lives. So yeah, it could have been helped a lot sooner on.
Yeah.
If there was support there. Yeah.
So you've mentioned that you lost your friend, and I'm so sorry to hear that, to suicide. Were you able to see the early warning signs?
I think the guy, obviously he had problems. You can never really tell that it's going to lead to that, Yeah, it's hard. Lost another friend now recently. He was a local guy in the Caribbean, but everyone on the yachts knew him. And he was a guy that always threw events and was at all the parties and out, super friendly guy with everyone. And yeah, he just recently took his life. And yeah, no one knew that. Everyone's been hanging out and yeah. So it's hard to see unless the training does help you with noticing those early signs. Yeah, and then if there just is someone that's the official person to go and talk to, then that could help a lot, I think.
100%. And it's also important to be aware of the people that are left behind and how they are impacted. So you mentioned, with losing two of these friends, naturally you're going to feel that trauma and that grief from losing it. So it's like, well, what support is provided to crew in those circumstances? And obviously we've also had COVID. I know crew have died of COVID. My stepdad died a year ago of COVID. And in yachting, the mentality and culture is you move on, you get on with it. There's no time.
Yeah.
So that's something I would also like to see a change in.
Yeah, for sure. The post-trauma counseling side of things. And even just with accidents on board, and there's always, you know, a lot of hectic things happen working on boats, injuries, and, you know, we work with heavy machinery and all these kind of things. And yeah, there's never really any proper follow-up on those incidents. You know, I've even been on boats where guys have been drunk and like assaulted me, and then afterwards there was nothing. It was just like hushed up, carry on. And you need to work through these things just for your crew and your organization to like have a healthy working environment. And yeah, definitely after, you know, when people lose crewmates, then yeah, there needs to be some counseling for the whole team.
So Nick, as we wrap up, what are your tips for crew who might be struggling right now with, say, for example, anxiety or depression? I know there's not strategies that might work for everyone, and it's very personalized and individualized, but from your experience, like, what is helpful?
I think try, like for me anyway, try and find your kind of just personal, not like coping mechanism, but just whatever you can do to try and make sure that your life is as comfortable and safe and happy, like as you can make it within your working environment. So we all, you know, you have tough schedules and tough, you know, working spaces, but try and just be as healthy as you can, and try whatever little practices you can fit into your day. It's like meditation or yoga or going to the gym or going for a quick swim or just getting outside. If you're working in the laundry all day, try and like get some sun, get some fresh air. There's all those kind of little things that you can fit in. And that can normally help just deal with the basic day to day. And if you obviously, if you're really struggling, then yeah, you need to try and reach out and speak to someone, try and get help. If you can't get it through your management company or your vessel or your senior crew or friends on board, then you need to try and reach out and speak to someone that can help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Nick, so much for your time and sharing. And have the courage to share some very personal experiences with us. I really believe in the power of voice, because when we share, it's going to help others feel not alone, and we will be able to create a positive movement within our industry, the more of us that are able to express ourselves and stand up for what we believe in, which is mental health for crew.
Yeah, thanks so much, Kareem. Yeah, I agree 100%. Hopefully things keep improving this year. I know that the industry is acting on this, so yeah, let's just keep getting better, and yeah, hopefully we can all move forward together with us.
Yeah. What a lovely way to end off. Bit of hope. Yeah. I do see the change as well, so no, it's yeah, really, really exciting to know the potential support out there already. It's happening for crew. Hi everyone, if you feel like you are struggling or you're unsure that you are experiencing anxiety or depression, please reach out. I am a qualified counselor and provide counseling specifically to crew, and have a number of resources, free resources, that I'm more than happy to share with you. And you're also welcome to book a free 15-minute discovery call so we can find you the right support and get you the help that you need. I'll see you next week on Yachting International Radio.